I'm not quite sure whether it was ever a typical day on the nightmare set, but in a good day we would have got through around about 10 chambers. The big problem is that although all the chambers lined up with identical geometry, there was a lot of setting up to do, and this really used to disrupt the game. So what we had was a sort of a timeout green room area where the team who were in the game were isolated off from everything else, and they would go there between gameplay. My typical day for me was rehearsing and briefing the actors on the point that the game had reached, so they wouldn't make any mistakes that were prejudicial to the game itself. Popping into the green room every 15 minutes or so to try and keep the team happy, because they would get very bored sometimes by waiting sometimes an hour between going back into the dungeon. It was very difficult for them, and some of the teams kept their concentration up superbly, and others less so. And basically worrying most of the time that what we were producing was good and that the game itself was remaining valid throughout.
Typical day on the set started around 5:15 in the morning when I would get up. 5:30 maybe sometimes I would lie in. I was stayed in various digs in and around Norwich where we were filming. And I would blearily head towards the shower and try to make myself look presentable. Because by 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, I can't remember, I was in makeup and I was sitting in a makeup chair. For what felt like an hour and a half, and turned out to be an hour and a half, because it took an hour and a half to create people out of this beauteous thing you see before me now. And blonde wig, pointy ears, handcuffs, fantastic makeup by Tudor Tube, which transformed me wonderfully into Pickle.
I was lucky enough to be driven in quite early, and then I spent about an hour in makeup, getting the makeup costume and the rest of it. But what happened to me was I always had a huge amount of learning to do, because for every single take, I couldn't go wrong. I had to be dead right each time. So I was always sitting in the dressing room studying lines. The rest of the company of various actors who came and went over the years used to think I was a bit of a misery because I never talked much, because I was always learning the lines. Endless lines, which I had to know for the next take and the next take and the next take and the next take, which had to be done in one, so I had to be right.
At some point you'd get a cup of coffee, or somebody would bring you a cup of coffee, and the rest of the actors would blearily come in. Oh yeah, sure. Hi David, how long have you been here? No, just the hour and a half. So, oh great.
Then eventually we would get into the studio. We would do a walking rehearsal of, that is without the children, just roughly of what we were going to do in that particular sequence. And then the children would come up, I'd meet them, check out all the rest of it, and then
just start. You'd pick up, you knew vaguely which scenes you were going to be doing, and you probably met the children beforehand because you were filming scenes with the children. But you had to pick up where the story left off. It was all done in sequence.
Go on playing it different scenes from the end of the day. The program was made more or less like a string of sausages, in the sense that it was the different beginnings and endings. We put those on afterwards, so that the show would run continuously through the day.
You'd work through till lunchtime. You'd have an hour for lunch, and then you'd wind up finishing the afternoon around 5:30, 6 o'clock, sometime like that.
Release the teams around about 5 o'clock, because they're only allowed to work at their age a certain amount of time, and then we'd usually roll on with the actors preparing a few set scenes, like spyglass scenes with Lord Fear, for the next day, and for later bits of the game that we knew were coming up if they took the right journey.
It was exhausting, an exhausting schedule. I would be in bed by 9:30, and this went on for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, I can't remember, during the summer. Mad, absolutely mad schedule, and you were thinking all the time, and it was hurting all the time. And you went along with the adventure with the children because you didn't know how far they were going to get, and you were willing them to do well all the time. that they dictated what you did. They dictated the day. And then they'd go off and they'd go to pizzas and bowling and, I don't know, occasionally we used to go to the pub, but more often than not, it was, I was in bed. It was an early night.